This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, let's see. There's a hug from your mother. There's the day you saw the birth of your baby. There's the... who am I kidding? There's bacon and a whole festival about it this weekend. Plus, perhaps the biggest movie of the year opened at midnight, and we'll find out if Guardians of the Galaxy is worth your money. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom.
Phil, Ebola is coming to America. Hang on.
Jay Campanonia has the day off in his place. It's Gunzo Greg Spillane.
How a recent incident involving mechanical flatulence may set back relations between England and France hundreds of years.
Patrolling the lot for parking violations, it's Chris Martin.
One of the most recognizable symbols in the world is undergoing a radical design change, and I'll tell you all about it.
All right, very good. Glad you tuned in today, and we're ready to get things started with you, Jennifer. A very scary communicable disease, Ebola. Very easy to catch, isn't it?
Well, you know what? It's funny. The guy who discovered Ebola said he would gladly sit next to the bus with someone who has Ebola. So how communicable it is questionable, although, you know, it's been said that it could spread like wildfire if it ever makes it to the United States. I've seen that headline around a lot lately. And the fact of the matter is, it's coming. And it's coming on purpose. Two aid workers who were infected with Ebola, who, by the way, are not doing very well, are being transferred to a special isolation unit at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. In the next couple of days, they're going to be getting here, Phil. And a lot of people are questioning the wisdom of this because treatments for Ebola, you know, you just kind of have to wait it out. 60% of people who get it die from it, including the top doctor in Sierra Leone, who was called National Hero. He died last week from Ebola, catching it from a patient he was treating.
No, oh, boy. All right, well, let's hope we get a handle on this in a hurry because we do not need an epidemic. And the cost of that could just be mind-boggling. And there's also a direct cost to our prolonged and serious drought here in California. Isn't there, Jen?
Right. Yeah. I just read something today, a new study that's out today that says the California drought will cost the state $2.2 billion and put some 17,000 agricultural workers out of a job this year. And here's another thing that's really, I'd say, alarming. If the state continues on this path, there's talk of moving people out of the state. And this is an academic chair at Kaplan University named Lynn Wilson, who says civilizations in the past have had to migrate out of areas of drought, and we may have to migrate people out of California.
Oh.
But she said before that would happen, every option, like, you know, importing water to the state would likely occur. And we're not talking Perrier, we're talking toilet water. But they say migration can't be taken off the table. So, you know, if you're ready to leave the state, now might be a really good time.
Toilet water. They have better things to drink in hospitals in some parts of the world.
Toilet water is the same water that comes out of your sink.
It's true.
Piped with
it's
the same true. Piping. And it's I only say that because sometimes I've had to wash my hands there.
It's just housed in something perhaps a little less sanitary than your sink.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
Thank you, Chris, for clarifying that.
We're not talking about French fragrance here? What? Huh?
No. Check this out. No, listen to this. In France, this is where I want to move. If you're going to leave California, move to France because a hospital in the French city of Clermont-Ferrand. Clermont-Ferrand.
Oh, that sounds like... They can put it in a bottle. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to open a wine bar in the hospital where terminally ill patients will be able to enjoy a medically supervised glass or two with their families. And my favorite part about this story is the quote from the University Hospital Center. Why should we refuse the charms of the soil to those at the ends of their lives?
Oh.
Nothing justifies such a prohibition. I mean, the French can't imagine being without their wine.
This is new symbolism to a bottle of wine. Here you go. You're dying.
Exactly. But it's the first bar in France to do this. And it's the first time there's been a bar like that in a hospital just for the patients. So there you go.
A toast to you.
See you later.
Yes.
I'm for it. You do want to be able to relax and celebrate a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah. Right. I mean, why sneak it in? I mean, I know I'm going to have it sneaked into me when I'm in hospital.
What do you think, Greg? Got something to top that?
News regarding France?
You're part French, aren't you?
Clearly. The esteemed longtime news organization known as the Associated Press.
Oh, yeah. Love
following guidelines, I assume, are set forth in the official AP style guide, is reporting that there's an English inventor who has designed and built, and I'm quoting the Associated Press here, an enormous fart machine, which, I'll admit, I think it's fairly awesome, but I live most of my days in the fourth grade still.
Fart machine?
Yes, here's what makes
that's a quote from the Associated Press, by the way.
Yeah, this is the part that makes the story exponentially more entertaining. Is the fact that this man, one Colin Furze, hauled his enormous fart machine to the White Cliffs of Dover and proceeded to blast it at France.
In their general direction?
In their general direction, which is good because there is a YouTube video of all this wonderfulness in which he actually does rally his fans to meet him at the White Cliffs of Dover, where he did, in fact, warn the French, yelling, "We will fart in your general direction."
getting back at them for John Cleese at the castle. Right.
The Monty Python sketch. Yeah. So after the initial blast, he proceeded to make a call to a woman across the English Channel in France and ask, "Did you hear anything or not?" And her answer was, in fact, yes.
Oh.
That she didn't hear,
seriously?
In fact, hear it. Yep. This guy has a reputation for constructing eccentric creations, including the world's fastest baby stroller, which he made last year after the birth of his son.
The lady in France that answered the phone, she didn't say, "Go away, you silly English person."
Yes, exactly. The thing is actually, it's a valveless pulse jet, which... they used to use for the Germans used for bombs in World War II.
And Whammo used to sell the air blaster. Remember that? I had an air blaster, 5 or 6 pumps, and then you blast somebody right in the ear with a sonic boom of air.
I always just stuck my hand.
I don't see why anybody needs a machine if they've met my dog. You know, all you need is my dog lying on the couch.
Yes, terrible Tommy.
Right. Thank
you, Rex. That's just what you blame it on, Jen.
Yeah.
It's
I always blame it on the plant.
That
was the plant. I don't have pets.
Wow. Those are some powerful plants. Hey, Chris, some changes afoot, starting on the East Coast, that might make it all the way out here to the West.
Yeah, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill last week that changed the design of handicap accessible logos. So we all remember, we can all think of the stick figure in the wheelchair with the blue background that we see in front of the handicap accessible restrooms. Well, now rather than having a stick figure that sits straight up and down with these rigid lines, he's going to be... same type of thing, white stick figure, but head leaned forward and arms pinned back in this sort of like let's race position. And the whole idea is to try to destigmatize disabilities.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on our website so people can see.
I think
see
that's it. Absolutely awesome. My daughter is in a wheelchair because of a car accident. And she sent me a logo once that has the typical wheelchair-based logo, but the wheel is in the shape of a heart, which I thought was super sweet. But I'm so excited by this because, yeah, there is a stigma attached to that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because the original symbol, it just makes you think of somebody having to get behind you and push this rigid wheelchair. But, you know, they're trying to say, hey, these people are a lot more active than that. And, I'm for it.
Yeah, me too. Very good. And you have one more story for us.
Yeah, a senior citizen from Fontana just won the largest Powerball jackpot in San Bernardino County history at $60 million. He's taken some time to absorb all of it, but the cash option would be about $36 million before federal taxes. Wait, that means he gets less than half afterwards? That is terrible.
Well, yeah, it is. But what's he going
to
do?
Welcome to taxes, right?
Oh, what's he going to do with all that money?
He plans to visit Italy and donate a bunch of it to charity, but the first thing on the list, he's going to buy a faster wheelchair.
Wow.
Yep. So apparently the power is going down in his wheelchair motor, and he's going to get a top speed wheelchair.
How about that? Good for him.
Yep. The store gets $300,000 for selling the ticket.
Yeah. All right. Well, we were talking about that machine that the Associated Press came up for a name for, and there are other forms of gases and other items that perhaps can propel us to outer space. And then there's a new video from Rob Ford. That and a whole lot more. next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. In for Jay, we have Greg Spillane. And Chris Martin, of course, is here as well. Those are the friends. And just a quick note, you want to check out philhewlettandfriends.com and go to the show fun page. Because on there you could see that that new accessibility logo, and it's compared to the old one that we used to call the handicap logo. And we'll see if it gets back. And also there's something else on there, Jennifer, that I think we're going to want people to hear at least a bit of it. It's 30 minutes long, but Rob Ford constantly entertains us, and he's he has a new friend, doesn't he?
He does. It's the guy from Deadmau5.
It's a guy from, or is he just that his name?
He is. Well, he is Deadmau5. He's a Canadian DJ, but he's kind of like a producer and a entertainer. And if you've seen him ever play, it's kind of like, is he a DJ or is he just way out there? His real name is Joel Thomas Zimmerman. And I don't know if you knew this. I didn't. He has a YouTube show, too. And there's a new Rob Ford video. He's on the YouTube show with Deadmau5.
And they're ordering coffee. Well, let's hear
a little bit
of it.
Hey, welcome to Tim Hortons.
Hi.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Can I get an extra large double-double?
Yep.
And,
you know, can I get five espressos in one cup?
That's great. Very hard to hear you.
Can I get an extra large double-double?
Yes, I got that.
And five espressos in one cup.
I'm sorry?
Five espressos.
And?
One cup.
Okay, hang on.
What is that?
I need espresso.
To?
Don't know, but it's good. Trust me.
That's cardiac arrest.
It's that's not great. No, it's good.
No, but like five of those.
Five in one cup.
Oh, a single, a double, and a double.
Single, a double.
That's five.
Yes, please.
No, that's Deadmau5 making the order. He's sitting in a Ferrari, by the way,
Yeah, it's a 2013 Ferrari 458 Spider Formula One edition, yeah. By the way.
Wait a minute, hold on. They have espresso at In-N-Out? I don't understand.
No, it's a double.
It's a drive-thru.
It's a double yeah. Coffee at Tim Hortons in Canada.
Oh, okay.
In
you
Canada.
Just call it five.
Well, I'd say stuff. This guy's well on his road to recovery from his addiction problems.
Yeah,
clearly.
So. Hey, Greg, NASA or somebody has stumbled on an impossible new way to propel things. What is this?
Yeah, and NASA has kind of signed off on this new space engine that clearly they say, yeah, it's impossible. It should not work. It's called the M-Drive. And everybody said it's impossible because it goes against all classical mechanics. But the fact is, the quantum vacuum plasma thruster.
The what?
The quantum vacuum plasma thruster, duh. It actually works. And scientists, like the bumblebee, they can't explain why. But it does. Basically, what it does is, from what I understand from the internets, is bounces microwaves around inside a closed container. And somehow, that produces thrust. So they generate microwaves using electricity that you could generate from like a solar panel, right?
Yeah.
Then you turn on the microwave and heat up your Lonely Choice meal and propel your spacecraft forward in the process.
And please, NASA, listen to me. This is from the heart. Never, ever send cute little kittens into space in one of these microwave things.
Oh, geez.
Never have kittens and microwave together at the same time. Just it's bad.
Right, keep the kittens clear of the new space engine.
You've just made it to the moon, and your burrito's ready.
Bing! Careful right. when you open it. It's hot.
There's more drone fun out there, Chris.
Yeah, this is going to sound like a scene from a modern-day prison movie, but they just arrested a guy outside of South Carolina, their maximum security prison. They arrested him for drug possession and attempting to provide contraband to prisoners. All this was after security found marijuana, tobacco, and cell phones stashed in the belly of a crashed drone outside the security fence.
You know, if you're going to do the drone thing, learn how to fly it first.
Yeah, right. Yeah, apparently he wasn't a very good pilot. But they show a picture of this security yard, and it is largely outdoors. You know, I mean, obviously it has the buildings, but then it's on several acres. So it didn't even occur to me what a great idea that would be to fly drones over. For a great idea if you're a criminal, to fly drones over and try to drop contraband
well,
into
see, they,
prison
I don't
yards.
Think they have designed transport drones yet, have they? Oh, yeah, they have, because Amazon's using those,
sure,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And you can, you know, you can strap anything to a drone.
Yes, but
I mean,
still,
most people just put the cameras on it. But this, actually, this is not the first time this happened, because we did a story like this a little while ago where they crashed a drone with carrying some weed into the prison yard.
Well, see,
if
you're not careful with the weight displacement, though, I mean, with all those cell phones, you could throw it off and it could make it more difficult to fly, I would think.
That's probably what
happened. Probably what happened, yeah.
I just remember my grandpa and his model remote control airplanes, and he would invariably crash them into something.
Here's the thought. Does Greg, do you happen to know? I know you're up on these things. Does Barbie have a pink drone yet?
Funny you should bring this up, because I have an opportunity for you to go to the internet and see things that, once you see them, cannot be unseen. You've heard about the human Barbie, the woman that's had lots of plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah,
she
sure.
Wants to be Barbie. Well, there is now a guy who wants to be Ken.
All right, yeah.
Model and actor Kelso Santibanez, I guess. I'm taking a swing at that.
It's easier just to call him Ken from now on.
Let's just call him Ken. He's had plastic surgery on his chin, his jaw, and his nose. I think he spent about $50,000 so far. He's had implants in his chest so that he can resemble Ken, as in Barbie and Ken. So to make him even more interesting, he says he behaves like a puppet so that he can emulate his hero.
Oh, God. This guy's weird.
He is a little bit weird. I like his quote. His quote is, I'm not fake. I'm Ken.
And I'm completely mentally stable.
And
I
is
swear.
Sure. Well, here's what we want to know. Is he a smooth operator? If you know what I mean.
He's like the actual Ken, yeah.
Anatomically correct.
There's a surgery that he might need to consider. I don't know. He
right.
makes money. He goes to party houses, clubs, weddings, and like children's parties as Ken.
Oh.
And according to him, he's working on an advertising campaign for a huge fashion house.
Will fake human Ken cross paths with fake human Barbie?
Oh, let's hope not. The thing about Ken is every little girl had a bunch of Barbie, and usually you'd only just have one kind of headless Ken with one outfit.
Yeah.
Was just sort of the stand-in.
And why does the head always come out off?
I don't know, because it just didn't matter, because you'd always try to put one of other Barbie's heads on Ken just for kicks, and you'd lose his head, and I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I have three daughters, as you know, and we had a whole closet full of Barbies and Kens and princesses and princes and all of that. Every one of the male characters was headless, and I don't know what that is. Any idea why?
Might be a warning sign. I don't know. He did say, though, in spite of all his success, quote, he isn't entirely happy. He says he's like 90% of what he wants to be. He wants to do more surgeries.
He may never be happy.
Right. He might not get there.
Until he loses his head.
Hey.
And he'll really be Ken.
Here's a tidbit for you. The three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd who wrote Sweet Home Alabama, Ronnie Van Zant, Gary Rossington, or two of the three, were born in Florida. Ed King, the other one, was born in California. And the song, Sweet Home Alabama, was recorded in Georgia. Little Lynyrd Skynyrd tidbit of information for you there.
That makes me laugh so much. Did Alabama enter into the equation at any point?
At no point did it enter into the equation.
They had one good party there.
It's just weird. Jennifer, it's weird as Boulder, Colorado these days.
Oh, yeah. No, did you hear about this guy? Okay, so he's freaked out because there's a bunch of cops on his street, right? And I don't know if it's the weed or what, but what's going on in Colorado right now is just craziness. This guy freaks out. He sees the cops. He's a 26-year-old guy. He comes out of his apartment building with his pit bull, and he says to this officer, "Hey, dude, can I borrow your car?" Now, the officer assumes he's joking, because who asks a guy, you know, who's a cop, if they can borrow his car? So he's so freaked out because the cops are in his neighborhood. He wants to get out of the neighborhood. So he jumps into a garbage truck that's also there with his dog while the driver's out moving a dumpster and takes off in the trash truck with the dog. So the cops, they're totally unrelated to this guy. They're just in his neighborhood. And this guy is just making a scene because he's freaked out by the cops. He let him on a slow speed chase down US 36 until he crashed into a median. And they filed charges against him. They still don't really know what the deal was with the guy, but he flipped out. Stole a garbage truck because the cop wouldn't loan him his patrol car.
Maybe some people have a fetish for driving municipal vehicles.
You know what? Maybe he had some edible pot and didn't realize it was edible pot because it wasn't labeled properly, Greg.
He thought it was a big chocolate bar.
Yeah, they're working on that in Colorado, trying to get a strict labeling convention for food products.
And they don't have that yet, do they? Doesn't it make sense that they would just have like a big green leaf on the ones that are edible pot?
You'd think, and I'd wish some of my friends would abide by the labeling standard based on a couple of parties I was at recently. But let's not talk about that now.
No, we won't. We'll save that for another time. Hey, every 12-year-old boy is either at the Cineplex, just got back from the Cineplex, is preparing to go to the Cineplex, or is in his room pouting because you won't let him go to the Cineplex right now. Our movie guy joins us next to explain why. And As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends right here on KFWB News Talk 980. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. We have a website, philhewlettandfriends.com. You can leave feedback there either with your voice or with your fingers. By various means, you can leave comments, you can go to our Twitter, to our Facebook, and you can just hang around with us. Download every single episode that we've ever done since the dawn of Phil Hewlett and Friends. They're all available there for you in MP3 for download, for on demand, and for sharing. Thank you for doing that. You know, it's a big day in the movies. One opened at midnight last night, and it set a little record. $11.2 million, I think, which is the biggest Thursday night midnight debut this year so far. We want to find out more about that and what else is happening in the movies and if our movie guy likes any of them. So before we waste our money and 3 hours of our lives on a movie, let's consult Michael Srego, Orange County Register movie reviewer. Michael, nice to talk with you, as usual.
Good to be here.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a tree and a raccoon with a rifle and a bunch of other mutants, but it could be good, couldn't it?
It's definitely the pick of the week. I was hoping to out and out love it, and I just sort of liked it, but that's something. And
yeah, we'll go with that. He kind of likes it.
Yeah, I mean, the hope was it would be a whole new ball game, you know, like when you first saw Raiders of the Lost Ark and everything was kind of new and funny. Like, there the action itself was actually funny. You know, when the big ball comes rolling down past Harrison Ford and all that stuff. There's nothing really like that in Guardians of the Galaxy. But the fact that it is this misfit band of completely bizarre creatures, like you said, Rocket Raccoon, who's been a genetically altered, cruelly experimented on raccoon, who has become a genius mechanic and planner with a terribly bitter sense of humor. And his sidekick is a talking tree. Well, he's a walking tree, and he does talk, but he just says three words: "I am Groot," which I guess is fitting because the voice is that of Vin Diesel. But he actually gets a fair amount into those. And one of the funnier things is that he and Bradley Cooper, who is the voice of the raccoon, really do have something funny going with each other. And at first, I thought it was just going to be too cute for words, but about halfway through, you realize the raccoon understands everything that needs to be understood about anything just by the tree saying, "I am Groot." It's kind of like the kids in South Park understanding what Kenny says, no matter how muffled he is. And it's very funny. Now, Chris Pratt is also, I think, terrific, probably key to the movie's success as the leader of this motley group. He's a guy who was kidnapped off of Earth when he was 9 years old. Now it's 26 years later. He's part of this group called the Ravagers, who are kind of smugglers and plunderers. And it's all about him and Zoe Saldana as this reformed assassin and Dave Bautista as this brute called Drax the Destroyer who just wants to avenge the death of his wife and daughter, how they all group together. And of course, they end up being on the side of good and against evil. So you can relax and enjoy that. Probably the funniest thing is the other lead character is the Walkman. It's fine. I was just reading how Sony is bringing out this $700 version of the Walkman now, you know, carved out of a single block of metal or something. And in this movie, when the 9-year-old boy is whisked away, he has his Walkman in it with his mother's awesome mixtape volume one of all her favorite hits from the 70s. And it is hysterical to see the incongruity of that. And also just remember how infectious some of those movies, some of those songs are. It was a delight to see all this outer space stuff going on and hear the Pina Colada song.
Yeah. All the good music was in the 70s.
well, certainly a certain kind of pop music that really lends itself to this kind of movie.
Although James Brown did a whole bunch of good music in the 60s, didn't he?
Yes. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, he had a humongous career. And that's part of the problem with the movie that's coming out that's based on his life, Get On Up. It tries to encompass everything and really does justice to nothing. Wants you to see him both as this innocent child, then as this juvenile delinquent, as this guy who saw music as his way to do something, but who also thought he was divinely inspired to be a great musician, and a guy who cooled down America's cities after the assassination of Martin Luther King, and then became kind of nutty himself and shot up this insurance seminar that was taking place in an office next to his. I mean, there's all this stuff, and none of it is really done out so you can understand it or appreciate the emotion behind it or what's going on in James Brown himself. And that's really a shame because the guy they have playing James Brown really is terrific. I mean, he's learned all the moves. It's Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson last year. So I don't know who's going to be next on his slate of African-American heroes, but he's very good at doing these kind of physical impersonations of these very physical heroes. When it comes to getting you inside his head, he's less good, and that's mostly the part of the fault of the filmmakers, both with the Jackie Robinson movie and with this James Brown movie, Get On Up.
Yeah, all right. Besides those two movies, anything else worth seeing? Maybe the Philip Seymour Hoffman flick?
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that the other week. I mean, that's actually become a fairly big hit for an independent film, and that's definitely worth seeing. It's both, both for his final starring performance, and he's, I really don't think we're being sentimental about it, those of us who think it's a great performance. He really is perfect as this kind of grizzled spy who sort of knows his ways are on the way out, but still wants to kind of do the right thing with his sources and kind of really try to get long-term gains from spying and not just, take people out and beat them up. And it's also a very good, smart adaptation of this great John le Carré novel. So that's definitely something you want to see. There are a couple of things to really avoid out there that I should probably do a public service and mention.
Please.
One of them is James Franco's latest film as a director, Child of God, which is about a necrophiliac serial killer in 1960s Eastern Tennessee. If you could imagine sort of the least attractive rendering of that kind of story, then you've got Child of God. It's based on a book by Cormac McCarthy, who has this huge reputation. I read the book before seeing the movie, and despite his reputation, I think the book is empty, and I think the movie is worse because it's empty and it's in your face. So I would definitely avoid that. And then Cavalry is this movie that's getting a lot of good reviews. It's got Brendan Gleeson in the starring role as a good priest who a kid who has been abused as a child is targeting him to kill because he thinks that'll make more of an impression than if this grown-up kid who was abused merely knocks off a bad priest. So it's kind of an intriguing idea, but it just is grotesque as it goes along. It's just one bit of anti-church animus after another delivered by these people in this Irish Atlantic Coast community, and not even Brendan Gleeson, who's a terrific actor. You probably know him from Braveheart. He was great in a film called The General, where he also had a starring role, about 15 years ago. But I don't think it's good enough to make this movie worth seeing.
Michael Strego, always good to talk with you, and we'll talk to you again next Friday. You can read Michael's reviews in the Orange County Register or Los Angeles Register and online at losangelesregister.com. Thank you, Michael. All right, so you know what? Remember when we used to have to rent our movies and then turn them back in? This was based on the model, except for the money part, of the public library, Chris, where you used to just get a book from the library, check it out. They say bring it back in a couple of weeks, or you owe us 10 cents or 25 cents or a buck or whatever it ultimately grew to. But you have an interesting story here about one of these people that forgot to turn it in.
Yeah, I do. There's a book called The Ideal Marriage. It was returned to a New York library after being 54 years overdue. So in essence, this book is like it's like a sex manual, only back in the 50s, the subject was way more taboo. So this guy rents it and he never returns it, but it was recently returned by his brother-in-law, who sent a letter with it, and the letter said something along the lines of, "We found this amongst my brother-in-law's things. Funny thing is, book never supported his efforts in his marriage. Actually, it failed. No wonder he hid it. So sorry." They did not assess a late fee. But I just want to say real quick, too, I'm bummed out about that James Brown movie review that he had, because I saw an extended preview in the theaters and it looked so good. It had like Mick Jagger and CeeLo Green, you know, behind James Brown music, giving commentary, and I was excited about it.
Mick Jagger's one of the producers.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? We forgot to mention, because you disagreed with Michael on one of his reviews, didn't you?
Yeah, he said he thought Lucy was a good movie, and then I saw it last weekend, and I thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, only because I hate when they take these interesting subjects like, oh, I'm going to make somebody smarter, and then they take it so far out of the realm of reality that it just becomes too fantastical to even be believable.
Oh, kind of like Sharknado?
Yes, right. Well, Sharknado's meant to be a bad movie. See, but I said the same thing about like Inception. I felt the same thing about Inception.
Oh,
most people disagree.
One of my favorite movies. You know. Mm. Well, hey, let me ask you a question. What's the most satisfying, delightful thing on the planet? Any ideas? Any?
Gonzo?
Cheese.
Cheese? Ice cream? Cheese? No. I'll tell you what. They're having a festival this weekend in Long Beach all about this singularly perfect thing in life.
Bacon.
Hey.
Is it bacon?
Hey, you got
bacon!
It.
Is it bacon?
Yeah, you got it. Good
I
guess.
Got it.
See, we didn't rehearse this. That's proof. You'll get a taste of this next right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Here we go. We're back on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2. Tell your friends that this is the show you need to listen to. It's basically, you don't just tell your friends, you have to tell them, this is the show you need to listen to. When they say why, you smack them real hard. They'll get the picture. Hey, you know what? Before we broke for the commercial thing, we were talking briefly about bacon. Is it truly the most satisfying, delightful thing on the planet? It perhaps
yes.
Is. I think most of us will agree. There are a handful of vegetarians, nay, a handful of vegans who may even agree that bacon is wonderful. At the very least, a smell. Jana Nelson is one of the producers of something called the Big Bite Bacon Fest. And it's happening at the Queen Mary this weekend in Long Beach, and she's on with us right now. Jana, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Wait a minute. You're not wearing bacon perfume, are you?
You know what? I'm saving it for tomorrow.
Oh, that's when the thing happens. We're going to find out all about it. But when this idea came to you, or it came up, or you heard it for the first time, did you hesitate for a moment, or did you instantly say, bacon, I'm in?
Oh, we instantly were in with both feet, definitely. I mean, as everybody says, bacon just makes everything better.
It does. You could put it on anything, even ice cream.
Yeah.
So what exactly, then, is the Big Bite Bacon Fest?
So the Big Bite Bacon Fest is truly a bacon and beer heaven. From the minute that you're going to walk through our gates, you're going to smell the bacon, see the bacon, hear people talking about it. We'll be featuring over 40 bacon and pork infused dishes. And with your ticket, you get unlimited samples of those dishes. And then also we'll be featuring over 40 microbrews, because you got to wash down all that bacony goodness with something.
Of course you do. So you've got all the beers. Any bacon infused microbrews out there?
You know what? There is, but we don't have it coming to the event.
Oh.
We figure, keep the bacon with the food.
Yeah.
And then the beer a little separate.
All right. So is it a kind of a by-the-pound thing? Do you have to pay individually, or is it one price and you get in and you just get to gorge on bacon?
Yeah, it's one price and you get in. You could buy a ticket that includes the beer or without. So we don't want to have to worry about charging you here and there once you get inside. When you're in, you just get to roam and just eat.
I don't believe I have ever tapped my bacon capacity.
You may hear. We've got some great vendors and restaurants and caterers coming in.
I'm looking. Go big or stay home, man.
The menu items, yeah. And people are going to be amazed.
Yeah. How about bacon sculptures? Do you have those?
We don't. That's a good thing.
I have some more ideas for you. How about practical uses for bacon constructed by local science students?
You know what? You got some great ideas. We need to have a meeting.
All right. How about a pit full of balls borrowed from Chuck E. Cheese where you have to swim around to find the bacon?
Oh, gosh. I just imagine all those kids in there.
This is why I'm not a promoter. Somebody will get hurt and start crying.
Right.
All right. So this is on the deck of the Queen Mary or in the cabins, or how does that work?
No, it's actually, we're out in front of the Queen Mary. So the majestic beauty is the backdrop behind our event. And then you, with your ticket to the Bacon Fest, you get free access onto the Queen Mary, which is a $15 value right there.
Oh, okay. So are there any warning signs about bacon grease flying or anything like that? Are there any concerns for the little kids, perhaps, touching something hot?
No, not at all. It's a kid family friendly event. We invite everybody to come out. There's something for everybody to do. And we'll keep the kids' hands away from the hot grease.
Yeah, I think. What do you think, guys? Pretty much beer and bacon. That would keep me occupied for some time. You too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Bring your own defibrillator.
We'll have those on standby.
Yes, of course you do. I bet you have paramedics on standby.
Of course.
I have some tips, though. I have some tips for Phil, if you have never tapped your bacon.
My bacon capacity, I have not yet tapped it. So what's the tip for doing that?
Because
well, we're not going to get that tip right now, but we're losing Jana in the newsroom right now. But Jana, let me ask you again. This is the Big Bite Bacon Fest. It's tomorrow. What time do the gates open?
There's two sessions. We have a lunch session and a dinner session. The lunch is at 11 a.m. and dinner is at 4 p.m.
So what do? You sweep people out after lunch and then start over?
We do. We have about an hour and a half break between the sessions. It gives the vendors a chance to regroup, and some will switch out product for the next session and just kind of clean up the area and start fresh.
Okay, so you get that $15 value on the Queen Mary ticket. What's it cost to get in the gate?
Starts at $35.
Well, that doesn't sound bad.
No,
so
at all.
That's the one with the beer or without the beer?
That's without the beer.
All right. But that's a whole lot of eating right
that
there.
That is a whole lot of eating.
Sounds like the greatest thing in the history of mankind.
Is this the first annual?
It's the first annual at the Queen Mary. We've done it for the last 2 years down at the San Diego County Fair.
Well, what's the point of that? That is way too far.
I know. That's why we brought it up here.
Yeah. All right, Jen, we got you back in the newsroom. You had a quick tip on how reaching my capacity.
So you eat the kind of sweet sugar bacon, and then you go with something savory, and then you go back to like the chocolate covered bacon. You have to mix up the palate a little bit. Otherwise, you get bacon overload. That's my tip.
Here, let me give you a tip. If you're coming to the Bacon Fest this weekend, You could start with Williams-Sonoma's bacon-wrapped pineapple. You can jump over to Farrell's Ice Cream's Hunka Hunka Bacon Sunday Love. And then you can go to a food truck's Hog Pocket, which is a peanut butter and jelly, bacon-infused, deep-fried little empanada.
Like,
what did I say, three things? That's barely anything. We're going to have over 40.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
I think, I have some friends visiting from out of town. I think I can drop them off there and forget I ever knew them.
Exactly.
In the news today, a Reebok has come out with bacon. There's Reebok bacon, and it's apparently paleo-friendly for your paleo friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Hey, Jana, lovely to speak with you. Maybe we'll come by and say hello tomorrow. This is the Big Bite Bacon Fest, lunch and dinner tomorrow at the Queen Mary. Come on out. Bring the family. Bring 35 or more bucks and go in there and just gorge on bacon and drink all the craft brew that you can have. Lovely to speak with you. This is perhaps the best idea we've heard in a long time. And would love to talk to you again next year when it happens. And, and we need to broadcast live from this event, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Hey, sometimes we don't keep things as sanitary as we should. We just get lazy. We procrastinate. Isn't that right, Greg?
I do. And I'm not the first person to ask this question. I mean, what did we do before the internet? Because now that we have the internet, there is a list out there that tells us how often we should clean things.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Like, have you ever cleaned a mattress?
Well, I've vacuumed it. I've sprayed it. I've never cleaned it.
I didn't know you were supposed to. I gotta say that every 6 months, you're supposed to clean your mattress, vacuuming it, and then I guess gently wiping it down with a some sort of upholstery cleaner or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a new one. I've made a note.
I feel totally gross. But
6 months mattress. What else?
How often do you clean your sheets?
Well, it's we have a thing. It happens fairly often. I don't know when it is, but it's often.
Once a week.
It just happens when Phil gets
home. I can tell
home.
You, though, if I were a single guy, it may be a long time in between.
You might let it go. You sleep on one side for a while, and then you just roll over to the other side.
Yeah.
Jan, what's the answer to this? What's the appropriate answer?
Once a week.
Oh, my gosh. That seems like a lot.
What does the internets say?
The internets say that Jennifer's correct. Once a week is the correct answer.
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean,
you wouldn't wear the same. You wouldn't wear the same T-shirt to bed every night for a week, would you?
No. Of course not.
No,
well, you change your sheets once a week, man.
Although it's good to know what that smells like. One more thing, Greg. One more thing. What else do we need to wash at a particular point?
What I found entertaining from this particular item that I found was dogs.
What?
Something about dogs.
Dogs. How often do you wash your dog?
As needed.
Exactly.
Which I thought was about right.
Hey, we love your comments. Our email is feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com, Twitter @AsWeSeeItShow, facebook.com/philhewlettandfriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark. Brooke Peterson is our producer. Anna, what's Anna's last name?
Awesome.
Production assistant Anna. She's like Prince. She has one name. She won't tell me her last name. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Capadonia on vacation, and Greg Spillane and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.